This is a large, not quite life-sized, marble female figure. She's carved with representations of eyes, eyebrows, nose, and ears, as well as breasts and fingers. Her arms are crossed, and her feet are pointing down, suggesting she would have been displayed in a reclining position. I asked the archaeologist Yorgos Gavalas about why she looks a little darker than some of the other marble objects in the room.
That's very true. And this is because this was exposed to weathering conditions for a long period. That's why actually what you see is the eroded, the weathered surface. You can see some bits and pieces of the original surface at the area of the hands. And of course, you see on the face what we say in archaeological terminology, paint ghosts.
So originally she was brightly painted, and the paint ghosts are like the faint remnants of those colors. Where can we look to find them? For example, you said the details suggest maybe she once had painted hair or was covered by a textile.
Most prominent is on the tip of the head. You see part of the original surface. You will see that this whitened surface goes to the back of the head, but also the preserved paint ghosts of one pair of eyes and of eyebrows. But we have noticed that there is another pair of eyes further down.
It's hard to look at a figurine with multiple sets of eyes that was found in a grave and not find it a little unsettling. But apparently they were painted and repainted again and again for use in community celebrations and ceremonies. Remnants of paint from these different versions remained, which protected the area underneath from weathering.
And later they were reused by painting eyes or other characteristics. That's why now you have a figure that shows three or four pairs of eyes, that it looks a little bit bizarre to us, but at the time they were meaningful